The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey guys, it's Tim Miller from The Bulwark. I'm here with managing editor Sam Stein and Andrew Egger, who writes our morning newsletter and is taping from one of those like studios where you got your pictures with your family as a child. Like a family photo is like in the...
Oddly similar plant though. Yeah.
It's good to see you guys. It's unclear if we're in a real society right now, but here's something that happened today. Pictured here is a group leaving the White House with binders that say Epstein files, binders full of raped women, I guess. The people holding the binders, DC Drano, libs of TikTok. These people don't have real names. And Liz Wheeler, they're right-wing conspiracy mongers. Lots has been happening as fallout to this. It's been challenging for me to monitor that, but luckily we've got Andrew and Sam here to give us the details. So yeah. What is happening on the internet?
Let me kick it to our Epstein expert, Andrew Egger.
Oh yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, these are your friends, right? Didn't you and DC Drano used to hang at Hillsdale?
Absolutely not. No, that's not a real one. Although one of the other guys you did not mention, who also received a binder of his own, was Mike Cernovich. He's just one of these guys.
The guerrilla mindset man.
Who's been hanging out in the White House press.
I think he was with Pete Hegseth, right?
So what is happening, Andrew? Could you explain to me what's happening?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this is like a long-standing kind of like red meat thing on the like very, very far conspiracy fringe of the MAGA movement. It's the whole Epstein didn't kill himself thing. It's the whole there's a big cover up there's this long-standing basically like kind of meme on the more conspiratorial fringe side of the MAGA movement that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, that he is this kind of patsy for like this international ring of pedophiles and rapists in high places, and that the government is sitting on a bunch of information concerning all of that. The Epstein files, right, is just how that conspiracy theory is basically known. And there's this long-standing kind of long-running thing. It's sort of connected to QAnon, sort of connected to a lot of these other kind of fringy, some more Trumpy, some not quite so Trumpy movements online, where it's basically like, you know, they need to be released. They need to be found out. They need to be released. And a lot of times Trump has been like throwing red meat to these people, or different influencers have been throwing red meat to these people for a long time. And so I guess this today was just the latest in a series of those kinds of stunts where they invited a bunch of MAGA influencer type people to the White House and then paraded them out past the press carrying these binders. But it all kind of instantly fell apart and self-destructed and became super weird online, which I guess maybe Sam wants to talk about.
Yeah, Sam. Well, I guess before we get to how it self-destructed online, I mean, I just as a human in the world, am familiar with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, and elements of this were not conspiracies, right? He did run a sex ring. I interviewed Julie Brown of the Miami Herald, who was one of the people that uncovered a lot of this a while back, a reporter. And so questions I have looking at the binders is, I mean, like the Jeffrey Epstein files like, could not fit in like a single three ring binder that you would give your child that is going to kindergarten. You can't like fit the Epstein files in a trapper keeper. I mean, there are many, many court cases over many decades overlapping.
Well, I think the files is in the online world is synonymous with some secret list of people who actually were with Jeffrey Epstein that we don't yet have access to. Keep in mind, we do know the flight logs. Those have been made public.
Yep.
There's elements of his diary that have been made public. There's been lists of people who have, had relations with the guy. Donald Trump's on the list. Bill Clinton's on the list. There's lots of – it's out there.
Prince Andrew.
To Andrew's point, there's always this sort of nefarious idea that like, well, there's some – actual like real list out there, and if it's exposed, the whole system's gonna come crashing down, and probably the Jews are the ones who are responsible for keeping it, you know.
I've had several texts from people after the Julie Brown interview I did about how I did not give enough emphasis to the idea that Epstein was part of the a Jewish spy.
Oh, my people are all controlling them. Yeah. Just to be clear, we are. Got it. But we don't want to talk about that. So anyways, today happens. And first of all, I didn't really understand why this suddenly like blew up and it had to happen today. But apparently it had to happen today. And Pam Bondi was just like, I'm going to bring in some people. She previewed it last night on Jesse Waters. She's like, new breaking news. I'm going to release some stuff tomorrow. And everyone's like, okay, what are you releasing? So they invited all these influencers down. They all walked out holding these weird binders. And then people who like are even more into this and care a lot about this were like, wait a second, that's not like the stuff we wanted. And so Representative Anna Apolina Luna was like, hold up, this is not the stuff I thought we were going to get. That's not right. Like, we wanted more stuff. And then Pam Bondi's office released a letter to Betty Johnson, and in it they said, the FBI is stonewalling our requests for all the files, and there's deep state people.
To Benny Johnson?
Yeah, he broke the letter.
Okay, all right. So yeah, they leaked the letter to Benny Johnson of Turning Point USA fame, of the
saying,
Benny Show.
Saying that they weren't getting cooperation from elements of the FBI, and she had written Cash Patel to tell Cash that he needs to get on the people of the FBI to give her all the information. And then Laura Loomer?
I'm sorry, before I get to Laura Loomer, couldn't Cash and
shouldn't they have dealt with this before this?
Couldn't Pam and Cash have like met? Like, doesn't Cash work for Pam? Why is she sending out a press release?
We're also in week two. Like, what's
going on? Couldn't they have like had a meeting?
Pick up the phone. Pick up the fucking phone.
Here's kind of the problem.
Wait, hold on.
Right?
I'm on a roll. Hold on. Then Laura Loomer gets in and she's like, there are no Epstein files. Like, there's nothing here. And then the House Judiciary Committee, the Republican one, which is like the trolliest of the trollsters, they put
which
out
is what
a tweet
you want at the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, they put out a tweet. Be like, look, the Epstein files have been released. They put a tiny URL, and lo and behold, it's Rickroll. And so I don't know.
Let's Rickroll our audience really quick.
So that's where we're at. Now, Andrew could take it from here, but this is like clown show stuff. I mean, honestly, it's funny, but it's like also two serious elements. One is these people are actually in charge right now. This isn't like a fucking, you know, weird internet frenzy bullshit. This is the Attorney General of the United States sending a letter to the FBI director being like, hey, help me get these Epstein files. It's like, you guys have real responsibilities. Take this shit seriously. And the second thing is, it's disrespectful to the actual victims, honestly. It is. Like, he had actual victims. You know, this is such a bullshit.
I would throw on top of that, also, interesting timing that on the same day they decided to, like, haphazardly release the supposed Epstein files and the name of justice for victims of child sex trafficking. They also welcomed alleged child sex trafficker Andrew Tate back into America, landing from Romania into Florida, where he'd been on house arrest for doing, again, allegedly sex trafficking. So some inconsistencies there. Andrew, what else are we missing here?
So to me, the kind of the bottom line with all of this stuff is this. They have a big part of their base that has essentially convinced themselves that the Epstein thing will not have been fully brought to light until people like Barack Obama and Oprah Winfrey and George Clooney are like revealed, and Hillary Clinton are revealed to be like satanic pedophiles, right? I mean, like that is kind of like that's the connection to all the QAnon stuff.
What is Hillary doing with the kids?
Hillary is just responsible.
Is she a lesbian
in
this?
It might not all be sexual, you know. There's various blood rituals involved, you know, adrenochrome, that kind of stuff. But I mean, my point is that like you can never satisfy the kind of like urge for like quote unquote transparency on the Epstein files until you have brought to light, you know, the entire global pedophile ring that includes all of your enemies. And so that, Andrew, I think that is the reason why like you see this like constant kind of cycle of like revelation, but then more to come ? Like you see the guys marching the binders out of the room, but then you also immediately see the Pam Bondi thing. Like, but wait, what's next? What's the next thing? What's the next card that needs to be flipped over? The next thing that needs to be
up Andrew, card? How do they account for Donald Trump's proximity to Jeffrey Epstein?
That is always the same thing, which is that they were bros back in the day, but then they point to the fact that Trump allegedly had Epstein banned from Mar-a-Lago in 2007 over some incident there, and that's like when he caught on or something, and wrote him out of his life.
I want to read some actual reporting. This is what people come to the Bulwark for. So I'm on my girl Julie K. Brown's Twitter feed. But before I get to her, have DC Drano or Gorilla Mindset or Libs of TikTok, have they revealed anything that's in the binders?
You got to give them a little time. I mean, they only got the raw documents. They got to come through. They got to put the poster board together, put all the string up.
Okay, well, Sam looked at that. A few things from Julie Brown, because I think this is important. Her reporting, those involved in the Jeffrey Epstein case for two decades fear this case and Epstein's victims are being used for political purposes. This isn't a news story. It's a publicity stunt, as the lawyer representing one of the victims. She goes on, the sexual abuse of children is not funny or cause to hold up files containing their agony as if it's some celebration. Right. I don't think that she's going to shame the Libs of TikTok girl on that, but it's a fair point. She also points out that, as Sam did, a list has been public since 2015. All one has to do is Google it. She wrote a book about it. Epstein's Black Book was public so long ago that it could be a child in school now. Let's see. And then she does note, I guess, the one area where Julie K. Brown sides with affirms what the administration is saying is that Pam Bondi's letter to Kash Patel does have some elements of truth in it. She said the FBI has hundreds of documents in its vaults that are redacted, that the Miami Herald has repeatedly asked them to justify their redactions and lift them, and that has not happened. So maybe Kash will get on that for us. I don't know. Sam, have we seen anything from DC Drano yet?
Nothing yet on DC Drano. No, nothing. Sorry.
It's interesting. We'll see, though. Who knows what'll come out. I would say that, hypothetically, if you are the president and you know that your conspiracy-addled followers are desperate for new information to prove that their enemies are all part of this secret pedophile ring and that you weren't, like, a good strategic move might be to bring in four insane people and hand them partial documents that don't mention you.
Yeah, like, what did and we
that,
do
that
here?
Might be. Again, hypothetically, if that was your motive to try to like get people to look over there, it seems like, you know, this might be a tactic you may use.
I guess. I mean, I feel like this whole thing is just a clown show and a distraction, and they'll never be satisfied. There's always going to be something that's.
It's important that we have some disagreement on the Bulwark from time to time, because we are often aligned. A distraction from what? I hate when people call this stuff a distraction. This is the thing. Like, Trump wants, like, there. It's not like there's, like, Trump has this master plan where he's distracting you from his secret plan underneath. Everything is text with Trump. He doesn't have subtext. Like, this is
I
it.
Think,
this is like, this
I
is
think,
it. This is what
I think
he cares
that they
about.
Maybe distraction is the wrong word, but I do think they constantly need to throw chum in the water to their conspiracists.
That's true.
And if these guys, I mean, I think there's always going to be a bunch of people out there who just assume that the world is run by dark satanic forces, that if you just get your people in place, you'll finally get the revelations that you sought for. And so when I use the word distraction, what I meant is that, you know, these people got what they wanted. They got the conspiracy loving.
They need to feed
the
content
they
machine.
Wanted. And they need to give them a little chum. And so Pam Bondi, literally like 2 weeks into the job, it's ridiculous that this is what she's focused on, but she knows that she has to throw them a little chum. And so she goes on Jesse Waters and she says, oh, I got breaking news coming tomorrow, because people are agitating her to release some stuff. And then she brings in, you know, a half dozen weird conspiracy theorists to get binders, because she knows that they are the ones that would, you know, jump on it and feed the people who want this chum. And so you just keep going through it and keep giving them stuff. They'll never be satisfied. They'll never believe anything. There's always some dark nefarious force hiding the truth. And we'll just go through the cycle a million
times.
This
is maybe my editor job for everybody, because you spark a thought, Sam, about Bondi. I mean, so far, just like you're looking at the record of the DOJ, like criminals released, violent cop-beating criminals released, like quite a few dozen. criminals, sex trafficking criminals brought into the country too today. Criminals like nabbed. Not a ton so far. I mean, it's happening under the radar, but we haven't seen a ton of progress. But, you know, it's only been a month, 5 weeks, longest 5 weeks of my life. Andrew, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I think that like that is the sense in which distraction is true, right? Like because it's not like it's distracting these people from like some other stuff that they would like to be paying attention to. What they want is distraction. What they want is this kind of like constant cycle of right wing MAGA infotainment to make them feel like they are living like constantly on this progression from one thing to the next thing to the next thing that's all leading somewhere, right? And like it, that just like the constant kind of unfolding and revealing of something, they don't really know where it's going or what it's heading to, but it's the lived experience of just being able to get online and like see the Trump administration like pulling back the curtain in some way is actively like what they are looking for out of this administration is that sense that we're kind of all in this thing together, getting to it. And so like, yeah, it's not meaningful in that way, but it's not like it's distracting them from the other stuff they would like rather be paying attention to. That's what they want out of the administration. And that's why they're giving it to them.
Thank you, Andrew Eger and Sam Stein. Subscribe to the feed. And who knows what we'll find out tomorrow. We'll see.
Looking
you guys
for DC Drano.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.